Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train coming to you live from Koreatown, New York City. It's time to wake up. Wiggle those toes for me. Your boy Papa JT is in your ear. Feel the thumb toe. Do you call it a thumb toe? Do you call it the big toe? Well, whatever you call it, move it. Now move that pinky toe. Why would you call it the big toe if you call the other one the pinky toe? So maybe the thumb toe wasn't as dumb as you thought it was when I first said it. Now move the middle toes. You've never heard someone call it the middle toes, have you? Now what I want you to do is to move your fingers. Wiggle them in the sky. You might be on a bus or a train, or maybe even driving your car. Make sure your knee's on the wheel. Now what I want you to do is take those fingers and pick up your phone. And I want you to tell one friend about the J Train Podcast. I want you to wake them up to what we are doing here. Open their eyes. Relieve their soul, 'cause you're in the house of J Train every Tuesday and Friday, rising you to your feet, solving your issues, feathering my nuts. We're back. That's right. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here at the Feather Nation Studios capacity crowd here at the Virtual Comedy Network. As you know, last episode, we've moved. We're in a new office. We're in a new space, new studio. Very excited to be here. Got Shelby on the ones and twos.
Still here, baby.
Still here, baby. Still kicking.
Kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming. That's right. Shelby does the kicking. I do the screaming. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday and Friday. It's good to be here. I'm getting more and more comfortable in the studio. If you've seen, we're putting videos on Instagram. Like it, share it, touch it, tag it. That's right.
Why not? It's right there.
Why not? Yeah, that's a good question, Shelby. Why not? I'll tell you why not. Because you never take a chance. You never take a chance on love. Well, this is your first shot to take a chance on love. Show people how much you love the J Train Podcast by tagging a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister. Anyone with a problem that has been aired to you, that has been discussed on this podcast, is a great person to tag in the comment section of the post that I'm doing. And I'm very excited about today's guest, a new guest to the show.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. A new guest.
Very excited. Joyelle Johnson, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. First, I can't stand you.
Why?
Okay. For two reasons. Number one.
Okay.
You ain't telling me I was going to be on camera, and I'm a girl. And
I know. I need to put that in the notes.
A tinted moisturizer.
We got to put that in the notes that we send all the guests.
Yes, you do.
With directions of the show, plus you'll be on camera. And it's hard to be like, you know what the hardest part about that is? It's hard for, you know, as a man to go, and you're going to be on camera. Fix yourself up a bit.
Fix your face. Fix
like,
everything.
You know, how do you say that nicely?
Oh, my God.
But I think you look great. You look fantastic.
Thank
I think you,
you
look camera ready no matter what.
The second reason I can't stand you is because you were looking into my eyes when you were doing that intro.
That's right. Well, I want to connect with you.
She's
in
an
the
icon.
Way that I'm connecting
She's a legend,
with the listener.
And she is the moment.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel that was for me.
She's an icon. She's a legend, and she is the moment.
Hey, Wendy.
You're the moment.
How you doing?
She is the moment.
I'm the moment.
Love it.
Hi, Shelby.
All of you.
What's up?
Shelby's here. Joyelle Johnson. It's an embarrassment that you haven't been on this show already.
I'm so happy to have you.
There's certain people that I'm like, how the fuck hasn't this happened yet? And then I sit there and I'm like, and then you have them on. So you're one of those people. Everyone needs to go follow Joyelle on Instagram. She's fantastic. She's funny. She's great. At Joyelle Nicole.
Yes.
That's two L's in Joyelle, one L in Nicole. At Joyelle Nicole.
Yes.
She's going to be at the Comedy at the Carlson. It's a great, fantastic club in Rochester, New York. Rochester, New York. Rochester, New York. She's going to be there February 6th through 8th. All of you in the area should go buy tickets. I've been to that club. I know we have some fans there. Great time. Great oldies. Go follow Joyelle on Instagram. In addition to that, I'm going to be in Buffalo this weekend. I'm also coming to Nashville and San Diego and Boston and New York. Go to jaredfree.com for all those dates. Also, you're going to be on the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Yes, I'm going to be in the Practical Jokers cruise in February. Also, yeah. January 22nd. Is that a thing? I'm going to be in D.C. at the Black Cat because I forgot.
January 22nd?
Yes. Working with the Abortion Access Front. So we're
What's
doing
the Abortion Access Front?
The Abortion Access Front is an organization that uses comedy to destigmatize the word abortion.
This is great.
Yes.
Abortion is such a word.
Yes. It makes people's
uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. It's very politicized.
Very.
It's, you know, and... It like to someone they go the devil like exactly. Do people protest the shows?
Oh yeah, we've had protesters at the shows. We go through
really?
All the red states. Yeah, so the red states, they're definitely gonna have people protesting, but they don't buy tickets.
Well,
which is
yeah,
great.
Well,
that, they're not that dedicated.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah,
so you don't even check anyone at the door. They're just like, come on, come all.
Yeah,
and we don't want to give people ideas, but.
Exactly. No, we definitely don't. But I wouldn't think anyone listening to your podcast would be a
So it's in D.C.
pro-lifer.
So this comes out Tuesday. And
I'll be there Wednesday.
You'll be there Wednesday. Where's the show at?
It's at the Fat Cat.
The Fat Cat, which is actually a music venue.
Yes, it's a great venue.
I've been there before. So is that tickets on your website or just...
Just abortionaccessfront.org.
Go get involved. And Joyelle's so fantastic, so funny. You're going to love her. At Joyelle Nicole. And we got so many emails. I want to get right to it. People have emailed in.
I love your advice, Jared.
Let's do it. We talk dating all the time. You're single?
Yes, I'm very, very single. And Jared's one of my people that I like to ask questions about.
So, it's so funny because I've written, you know, so many different things over the years that like I've forgotten about the words I've written on dating. And I remember you texted me once. You're like, I'm reading this article that you wrote, about dating.
Yeah,
I remember I was like, it was like 10 things. When listicles were like a huge thing, I was writing them all the time.
Yeah, I got ghosted by a guy and he was watching all of my stories online. Mm. So I Googled whatever, guy ghosted me, stories, and you had an article about what that means and how it pretty much means nothing.
Well, nothing and something. You know, ghosting is very much the personal anxieties of the other person, like that you will have no control over. The other option was dump you.
Exactly.
And that other option is very hard to do, and ghosting is easy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's diet and exercise or sit on the couch.
And sitting on the couch is easy.
Usually wins. So,
ghosting and sitting on the couch. And he's probably sitting on the couch while he was ghosting me. I'm just going to assume.
That's the best place to ghost. That's where I do all my ghosting.
Resting ghosting.
Yeah. A resting, just a very relaxed ghost.
Relaxed ghost.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Texting issues. JTrain, longtime listener, first time emailer. I've been seeing this guy since Thanksgiving. Okay. We have been hanging out, a little frisky, a lot of excuses, but they all seem valid. Oh, never not frisky. Let me read that again. I've been seeing this guy since Thanksgiving, and we've been hanging out, a little flaky, a lot of excuses, but they all seem valid.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
That's right. Turn them low. The problem is with texting. He never initiates the first text, but always responds when I do. Is he just not interested? What do you think?
That sounds like he's not really interested, because you guys do what you want to do, right? When you are happy about a woman, you would text her. Not all the time, but you're not going to wait for her to text you all the time, right?
Yeah. When I... it's tough, because this person emailing in, I understand their email. Like, they're not... Everything that... I love it's quick to the point, but it's an issue that everyone has.
Mm-hmm.
Not texting doesn't mean not interested. But this person wants to live in a black and white world. The world is way more gray. She wants to live in, if you text me, you're interested. If you don't text me, you're not. And that's not how it works. Because she says, every time I text, he's ready to answer. There's something about just being interested enough.
Oh, to where you're not like, I don't really have to hang out with her, but if she wants to and I'm bored.
Yeah, it's like you're on the shelf. He'll grab you when it's convenient. Oof. I know it's a hard truth to hear.
And, I know, that's why I ask you.
But here's the other thing. Like, you know, I'll say, like, you know, when I first started seeing my girlfriend, I wasn't looking to date. Like, I was like, I had this like hard conversation with myself where I was like, I'm not going to go on dates. I'm not going to do that to people. I'm not going to be, you know, that going on like for a dinner date with someone when I'm not really looking for a relationship, because I don't want to lie with my actions.
Look at you all that involved
was,
in shit.
Well, I was trying. And that's not to say that you don't make mistakes, but I remember when we first started going, like, you know, she'd be like, you know, she would be texting me, and she could have been in this position. She's like, well, you didn't text because you're not interested. If you're interested, you would ask for what you want.
But was she texting you all the time?
Not all the time.
This woman sounds like she's always initiating.
I think, like, when you're keeping score, you're losing. If you're ever keeping score, you're losing. And so, like, I think for her, you have to, like, I think if you're going to put it all on texting to figure, if you're, when you're saying he never texts me first, you're trying to put your standard in his hands or her hands. So when you go, well, they never text me, are they interested? Are you interested?
Okay.
Like, I want to know, how interested are you? How in tune with your taste are you? If you're just reaching out to this guy because he's the only guy there, then maybe you don't like him that much. Maybe he hasn't convinced you yet that you should like him. Maybe you should stop texting him.
But also the thing is, if I keep texting you,
sure,
and you keep not initiating, I don't want to keep score, but then the score just happens to form in my brain that, oh, wow, I've been the only person to initiate. And I look back in my text, because we all do that, right? We
read
our text back. And you'd be like, oh, 10 times.
But
it was me.
The minute you're counting is the minute you don't like him that much.
No. The minute you're counting, you might be a Virgo.
Okay.
I'm a Virgo. We're a little bit over analytical. And for the rest of us that are over analytical out there, that might be.
But I don't think there's such a thing as over analytical. Like, the thing is, the minute you go, because to me, when you start counting, it's that you're not being satisfied. It's not about the text. It's never about the question. It's always about 3 degrees beyond the question. So it's like, you know, I understand. I agree with what you're saying. Like, you know, and people can count text.
Yeah.
But I'm saying at that point, you have to wonder, oh, this guy's not living up to my taste.
True.
So I want her to reverse the stance. It was like, when you say, like, well, I've initiated 10 times. Does he like me? Do you like him?
I do like him. If I've texted you 10 times, motherfucker, I like you.
But then at that point, you got to go, hey, I've texted you to make plans 10 times. I feel like I enjoy your company. But you know what doesn't make me feel good is feeling like the other person's being dragged along.
Oh, so you talking about being honest with your feelings?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Why not?
Yeah.
At that point, because it's about more than this. It's been since Thanksgiving.
Right.
So at a certain point, you have to go, hey, I'm going to stop making plans with you. Because this is the thing. He'll receive your text till the day he dies.
Yeah.
He will sit there.
Everyone likes attention.
Everyone likes attention. And everyone likes to hook up on their schedule.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that. Scheduled relationships.
It's a scheduled relationship. Scheduled
relationship. But a scheduled relationship means you're not that into somebody, right?
It means he's into you. And this is where I go back to, like, interest is not black or white.
Right.
It's he's into you enough to fuck and to text on his schedule. You're a scheduled relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you were explaining your situation. Do you want to talk about it here?
Sure. I will totally talk about it. I was dating a guy. We were dating since August. Mm-hmm. So we were coming into the holiday season, and he was being kind of flaky about Christmas. He said he was going to spend time with me.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He ended up not doing it. Didn't give me a reason. Mm-hmm. And then when it came to New Year's, I specifically was like, are we going to spend time together on New Year's? Mm-hmm. And he was just like, I guess so. I don't really have anything to do. So he lives in Maryland. He came up to
Nobody wants to be the I guess so partner.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that already turned me off to be like, I guess so. And then.
But at that point, like, you know, to kind of like, I'm challenging you on this because there's someone at home that's in that situation where you go, hey, let's do New Year's together. And they go, oh, I guess I can make that work. You go, like, if I got that answer, I go, well, you know what? New Year's is canceled. Why don't you go hang out with someone that...
Now, would that be a jump? Because I feel like if a woman does what you just said, what? Now you got to be all crazy. Why are you all crazy?
Who cares? This is the thing. Like, women get in this position where they care about... They need the whole world to think they're not crazy.
Right. I don't.
And it's like, well, you do in this situation. This guy...
Oh, no. But this guy, I haven't cared.
But I'm saying, like, with that... I guess I could New Year's. You know what?
Let's fuck it.
And this is easier advice to give than it is to take.
For sure.
So, but if someone said, like, if someone's an I guess boyfriend, that's not really, or a girlfriend, that's not going to satisfy you enough. You're always going to feel less than.
Exactly. And that was what it was going into it. So with the I guess, I was like, all right, like, you know, could you come up on Monday? New Year's Eve was Tuesday. I asked him to come up on Monday. He was like, oh, okay, I'll come up Monday. Sunday night comes. I was like, what time are you getting in tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm not coming tomorrow. I'm coming Tuesday. Didn't give me a reason. Mm-hmm. I was like, is there a reason? He was just, I'm just not coming tomorrow. I was like, okay. He ends up getting there Tuesday late.
Yeah.
Jared's dying.
Sorry.
He ends up getting there Tuesday later than he said he was going to get in. We hung out all night. We had a great time at the Cellar. And then on the way home, I said, what time are you leaving in the morning? And he was like, 10:30 in the morning. Mm. And I was just like, why? I don't get to see you. You live in a different state. Can we spend some time together? He was like, no, I have to leave at 10:30 because the train tickets were too expensive. Yeah. So I looked up the J train tickets and they were all the same price. And he got upset with me and he was like, I'm not doing this shit with you right now. You're drunk.
Yeah, you got caught.
I was drunk. Yes, I was drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk and however, seeing correctly.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I wasn't too drunk to look up the damn tickets.
Love that move of looking up the tickets and going, now the prices are the same.
The prices are the same, man. And he just was like, I'm not doing this with you. And that made me shut down because that's one of my triggers. We didn't talk. And then he left in the morning.
He didn't even respect you enough for a good lie.
No, exactly. Yeah. He's busy as hell. He could have told me work, something that was like a tangible. He was just like, I just don't feel
so you haven't
feel
seen
like
each other
it.
Since?
Haven't talked since.
Well, this is, I call this, I guess a better name. I was calling it the schedule partner, but I think the better name for it is the appointment partner.
Mm-hmm.
Where someone will fit you into the calendar when it fits in their calendar.
Yeah.
And that's not really how it works. That's not how good relationships work. You go, you know, and listen, that's not to say people's time isn't valuable and they have other things to do, but if you go, hey, I want you to come Monday for New Year's, you made yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
You go, hey, Monday, we can spend Tuesday together, then do New Year's Eve. If he had come Monday and then left early on Tuesday, on New Year's Day and gone,
would have had no
problem. Hey, I had a great time. Just to get ahead of this, I do have to be back early on New Year's Day because I want to get ready for work the next day. But he didn't even meet you halfway.
Exactly.
He was like, this is my calendar. The appointment's been set. You've been put into Google, you know, Google Calendar.
Yeah. And that was the part that made me feel like, are you that into me? Like,
well,
if I have to beg you?
And that's where interest is on a spectrum where it's like, he's into you enough to fit you in, but never lose sleep to fit you in.
Oof.
And that's kind of where this girl, to me, where she stands, where it's like, you keep initiating, that's fine. If you're getting everything you want out of the relationship, keep initiating.
Keep initiating, but if you're not...
At the point that you start counting is the point you have to go, this doesn't feel right. And your feelings are your own. You can say, hey...
This doesn't feel right.
I have a standard. Your standard also can change. It started at, I'm cool with making the plans. Now it's not cool anymore with it.
Not cool.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. And that's the position you're in, too, with like being like, we haven't talked since. Well, your standard changed.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and so for this person, would you tell her to stop texting? Would you tell her to say,
get
up front, doesn't make me feel good?
Hey, it's been since Thanksgiving. I've been kind of putting myself out there to make plans all the time.
Right, being vulnerable.
I really want to hang out with you still.
But if you don't?
But if you're not going to make a plan, I'm not going to really be so, you know, I'm not going to be so productive on this end.
Exactly. Okay. Look.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Come on, honesty.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Ooh, I love this sponsor. Rothy's. I like saying the word Rothy's.
I look at your face. Breathy. You said it. Yeah.
Rothy's.
Breathing all over the mic.
Say it right now. Rothy's.
Rothy's?
Doesn't it feel good to say?
I don't know what that is.
Rothy's is a shoe company.
Okay.
And... here's what I'll say about Rothy's. They're beautiful shoes. They're fully machine washable. They're crazy comfortable. And they're made out of recycled plastic water bottles. So not only are you wearing something that looks and feels good, you can feel good mentally about it because you're kind of helping the world out in your own small way. But they're also stylish, sustainable, comfortable, and really, really good looking. I got them for my mom.
Oh.
And my mom wears, they come in four styles, okay? They come in, I got her the flats, and they're literally, she goes, every time she wears them, she's like, these are the most comfortable.
Love that.
In between. That's, I call them the tweener shoe because they're for, you know, I think a lot of women are put in this position where it's like heels or trash bags.
Because that's how we feel if we walk out and there's no heels on, especially on stage.
Yeah, so you want that in between that doesn't make you look like you're a slob, but also makes you look like you're put together and ready for the day. And they come in sneakers, loafers, points, and more. So many prints and colors and patterns. What I'm going to encourage you to do is just go look at their website, because
when you say points, what do you mean?
Points.
Is that what it says? What
does that
pointed
mean? Pointed toe shoes.
Oh, points.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What's a point?
Boy, you really challenged me on this ad read.
I am.
No, I'm a fan of Rothy's and my mom loves them. And I think you just, I don't know what your life is, but they probably fit into your life in some way. So go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com/JTrain. That's Rothy's.com/JTrain. Rothy's.com/JTrain. To get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, sustainability. These are shoes you're going to love and that you've been waiting for. Head to Rothy's.com/JTrain today. Rothy's.com/JTrain. Just to see all the styles available right now. Go, go, go. Right now, here with Joelle Johnson at yes. Joelle Nicole. Go follow, go follow, go follow. Ooh.
Question?
Can you go from relationship to friends with benefits?
Ooh.
The backwards.
Oh, that backwards.
A DeLorean relationship. Back to the future. I dated this guy for about 6-ish months. We broke up twice in that time span and left me heartbroken. This was about 6 weeks ago. Fast forward to about a week ago when I texted him, I miss you, even though it doesn't matter. Hey, well, this is a little bit on you, okay?
Get her out! Get her out! Get her out.
Shopping. He responded with, it's not that it doesn't matter. It's okay. Look, come on, Dawson's Creek. Play Dawson's Creek music for this fucking email. Because at this point, like, you guys are being... I understand breakups are hard. We broke up twice. I dated this guy for about 6-ish. It's 6 months. And you're talking like Gone with the Wind.
Right. Like 16 years.
Fast forward about a week ago when I texted him, I miss you even though it doesn't matter. He responded with, it's not that it doesn't matter. It's okay. I don't even know what the fuck
what
that
does that
means.
What does that mean? He just put words together.
And then she writes, which, like, what the fuck does that even mean? Well, What did you mean by I miss you even though it doesn't matter?
That's passive aggressive. Because you don't, if you don't get a response, at least you said it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're trying to unearth them. And this is, again, and this happens with the women that write in. I'm speaking for myself. I don't need to know. Well, I guess it's male or female, but women really want to know that they've been tossed out and stepped on after a relationship is over.
Yeah.
There's no chance. They want to know. There's no chance. They want every breakup to happen, it seems like, where I go, fuck you, fuck your family, fuck everything about you, and then spit on you so that they can go, well, I guess that's over.
Yeah, so we can wash you out our hair. We go hang out with our girlfriends, have a seance, get some drinks, and we're like, yeah, that motherfucker doesn't like me.
And then everyone go, and then you just hear, and then you see that group at the bar, and they're like, and his penis, and everyone's like, everyone's cheersing in the air.
And then she goes to the bathroom and cries.
And it's like, no, I've never needed that from a breakup. I've never needed the girl to be like, and fuck you, you chubby loser, and you can't get it up, and your penis isn't that great,
and you
I never
titties.
Came once. And then I'm like it seems like women, like that women want this where they're like, tell me everything. Tell me I'm the worst thing, and you're ugly, and you're gross, and I never want to speak to you again. And they're just, and it feels like they turn around from that and they go, yes.
Well, because here's
ugly,
the thing,
you're
hating
disgusting,
you.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Hating you, it makes it easier. I know. Think in that respect.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if you end it and you're a good person and you're like, I wish the best for you, some bitches still think they got hope. And there's no hope if you spat on me in the street. And then me and my girls can trash the shit out of you.
Trash you.
And we talk about your little dick, even though it might not have been little. And that's
doesn't
the
matter.
Thing. It makes us feel better when you're like, he was an asshole. Versus, I still think I like him because there might be a chance. But I'm going to let him know it doesn't matter. But I miss you.
I know.
But it doesn't matter. But I miss you.
Sometimes I guess that's healthier. Like, the way women do it might be healthier because it's like, at least that person's out of your life. Like, there's guys that, like, that last guy, you could make plans with him till the day he dies.
Oh, for sure. And he would like that. Another thing that was a cause in the relationship, he would always mention all these women he dated and how they're friends still. And I was like, I don't know that.
No, they're not friends. They're options.
They're options for you. And in my head where I'm like, you keep telling me about these women, so you want me to know that you still have these options and letting me know that, oh, she would try to get back with me, but I just let her know we're just friends. Why are you telling somebody you don't need shit?
It's a...
Nobody wants... You're like nagging me or what have you, just keeping me on the fence.
Keeping you... It's keeping you like, hey, replaceable.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
You look, act up.
I didn't know how to respond to that, so I left him on read. I got a text from him a few days later asking me to come over.
Oof. What time?
Well, spoiler alert, I went. I know that I opened this can of worms.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
You better go.
Yeah, it's some type of moment. I know that I opened this can of worms by reaching out first and agreeing to come over. But now I don't know where to go from here. I felt fine about the hookup afterwards, but it was weird that it all felt so familiar and comfortable. Well, that's what I think. I'll get to that. I think a small part of me was hoping he'd see me and something would happen. I don't know. How
not
pathetic.
Not a small part. The whole part.
The whole part. She writes, how pathetic, LOL. You're not pathetic.
No.
We understand this. This is all very human and normal.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't want to date me, but is it possible to go from a relationship to being friends with benefits? I genuinely enjoy hanging out with him. The sex is great. He's been a big part of my life since I moved to a new city, and I miss him. I just don't know how to handle it if we start talking again. Do I text him? Can we hang out? What happens when he gets a girlfriend? Help.
She's not being honest with herself.
No, she's not.
Yeah, you don't want a friend with benefits. You want your boyfriend back.
You want to sneak in the house and then go, hey, I live here now.
Yeah, she keeps leaving shit.
Yeah, no.
Where the tampons come from?
Yeah, no. It's
This
girl. This will be like licking a sandwich.
Oh, because you don't get the full taste. You
don't get the full taste.
Like that's when that guy chewed the steak in Sex and the City. He just chewed it up and spit it out.
You're going to taste it. It's going to be, oh, I remember how this tastes. This felt so good.
It's never going to satisfy you.
It's never going to satisfy you. And I understand, listen, we're not going to hammer you for texting him and then going to his place. We all get it. We've all been there.
We've all been there. Get your fuck on. Hopefully the sex was good.
When a relationship ends, there's one less person to text, talk to, hug, all that stuff. And the weird part is there's a void. And then the way you fill that void is with someone you used to that used to fill that void, with the last person that created that void. She said, oh, it felt so familiar and comfortable. Of course it did.
Yeah.
Because you know what's hard? You know, having sex with a new person.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'll go with the person I was fucking for 6 months.
Yeah, that's comfortable and familiar, which is great and feels like an old comforter you're putting on. But the only way you're going to grow, the only way you're going to learn, take the things you like about this relationship, use it for the next one to judge the next guy.
Yes.
Have a standard. Now you have taste. It's time to move on.
Be honest with yourself.
Yeah, because right now, like, to go from relationship to friends with benefits, that's a version of hell.
Poor purgatory.
Yeah. Relationship purgatory.
Yeah, that totally is. And you don't want that, and don't keep saying that, and don't think, oh, I'm not being the cool girl. That's okay. Move on. Tell them to spit on you in the streets to make it easier.
J-train.
I need you to spit on me.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Hey, JTrain, writing this as I watch The Bachelor and your Instagram story is my favorite part. Longtime listener, love you and Shelbs.
Ooh.
Okay. Keep supporting that Bachelor. Yeah. Crowd here at Feather Nation Studios is
they're doing a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I need you guys go touch that Instagram post of the Bachelor stories. Go.
I touched it.
Thank you. Anyways, happy 2020. I was cleaning up my Instagram and noticed I have a handful of pictures from date parties in college with guys, none of which were ever my boyfriend. I'm 23 and just graduated in May. I'm curious if as a dating app user I should delete these pictures I have on my Instagram with these guys. None of the guys that I have posted with were anything more than a friend or a casual hookup that I solely took to a date party. Should I delete these pictures? I've attached the pictures for more reference and would love a celeb look like from Classic Shelby has a very weird knack for knowing what celebrity someone looks like, but we're going to look at the pictures. Here she is.
Cheerleader, was that Halloween?
She's cute.
They all look like, yeah. I mean,
they all
kind of
look like the same guy.
Yeah, people just want to take pictures with the cute girl.
Well, this is date night parties from college. Shelby's going to do his assessment.
Who does she look like? Every Fox News, goddamn.
She has a Fox News look. What do you, Joelle, do you have a thought on the Instagram and whether she should clean it up?
So I don't necessarily think so, but men, you guys are way more visual than we are because I don't stalk people's Instagrams, but I think it's just because I'm old.
Yeah.
So I think the 22-year-olds are stalking each other's Instagrams. So I would defer to you as a man. What does that say? Because if a dude has a whole bunch of pictures with different women, I kind of feel like I'd be like, oh, he's just not serious. Like, he doesn't have a serious girl.
Yeah. Shelby, do you have a lookalike?
I need to get a second look.
You got to get a second look? Okay. So while you look, I'll answer this question. I'll say this. I'm not looking at that going... Like, I'm not, if I saw that, I wouldn't compare myself to the guys, but it would be I think you're giving away too much. First of all, I would say it's one, you can do one or the other. One is unlink your Instagram.
Yes, I don't, my shit's not linked.
I think unlink your Instagram to the dating apps. I think.
Yes.
Because you're giving too much away. You don't need someone to have all that information.
Yeah.
Also, when you go on a date with them, you might be a good stalker, but so are they. They get all the information they need. So what would I gain from seeing that? I would gain knowing that I'm your type.
Ha, exactly. She has a type.
and that's not to say that, you know, connecting on the dating app is saying you're, no, but that's not really what it is. When you connect on the dating app, you're just saying I'm attracted. I don't know the depth of your attraction. So if I see that every guy that you're dating at these date parties has thick eyebrows and broad shoulders, I'm going to go, J-Train, you sly dog.
You in there.
You're going to fuck mountain. It's going to be great. So I think you're just giving away information that in the game of love you don't really have to give away. So I would unlink your Instagram from the dating app because enough should be given from your profile to let the person know if they're attracted or not. I don't believe in linking the Instagram. They don't need me more pictures. They don't.
No.
They don't.
They could also just do a Google image search if they are that into it. And if they are, it's fine.
And then... at the, you know, when you're ready to clean these things, like to you, there's a part of her that's going, well, these are my college memories.
Yeah.
And I, that's fine. And then, at the, you know, I would, you know, you can archive pictures to put them away and get them off right. your feed. When I see these, I don't really go that far. But, like, you're going to want these off your profile at some point.
At some point, because who wants to put pictures of every dude they fucked on their profile?
Exactly.
So, why would you have that?
So I would maybe because it's college is over. Maybe I know. It's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
But also,
just in general.
The more pressing issue is having it linked to your Instagram. I would take that out.
Yes.
Shelby, do you got a look like?
I was going to say Kate Hudson.
Ooh, okay. I'd give it to her. She looks like Kate Hudson's like daughter.
Yeah, Kate has his niece.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Joelle Johnson.
At here.
Joelle Nicole. Go follow. You're going to see a picture of us on my Instagram. Go. Joelle Nicole. Going to be at Comedy at Carlson February 6th through 8th. We're sponsored, people. Upstart. Between hitting the gym, eating cleaner, or learning a new skill, there's a lot of ways we can better ourselves in the new year. But I can't think of one that's more important than starting the year off tackling high-interest credit card debt. My friends at Upstart.com are here to help. Upstart is a revolutionary lending program that offers smarter rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debts. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. That's what I think is the most important part of this. You can check what your Upstart rate is without affecting your credit score. Okay? That's the most important part. And they're a trustworthy company because 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit card and meet their financial goals. And it's the loan gets approved and accepted. Most people get their funds the very next business day. Fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. And it's just a soft pull, so it won't affect your credit score. So that's huge. And if I'm out there dealing with debt, you just want to bring that rate down any way you can. That's literally finding free money if you can find a better rate than the one you're currently paying. That is found money. So see why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/JTrain. That's upstart.com/JTrain to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/JTrain, upstart.com/JTrain. Here with Joelle Johnson at Joelle Nicole. This is a good email.
Get your money right in the new year.
That's right. Boyfriend's crazy ex won't go away.
Oof.
Jared, I'm 30. I'm a 30-year-old woman living in Columbus, Ohio. I've been dating a guy for a year and some change. We recently bought a condo and are preparing to move in together in a couple weeks. Congratulations. The issue I'm having is with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. They dated for 5 years and were engaged for about a year. They had a very toxic, tumultuous relationship, and my boyfriend broke things off about 2 years ago, 5 months before their wedding.
Oof.
This is juicy.
It is. Play some other music.
This is intense. Also, this is... The issue I'm having is with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. They dated for 5 years and were engaged for about a year. They had a very toxic, tumultuous relationship, and my boyfriend broke things off about 2 years ago, 5 months before their wedding. When my boyfriend and I met, he's my downstairs neighbor. He was still in communication with his ex and dating around. But once he and I got serious between us, he stopped. When things got serious between us, he stopped talking to her. Unfortunately. I love the woman singing. Unfortunately, this is the ex off in the corner.
That's her. That's her in the shower.
Yeah. This is him running away from her.
Yeah. Both of them running together.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
He's like, bitch, keep up.
She did not feel the same as and has popped up in bars and harassed his friends who all hate her. Has showed up to his place at odd hours of the night, banging on the door, demanding to be let in. Has called him 19 times at 4 a.m. after we ran into her friends, went out, to name a few. Most recently, she has gone on a date with one of my guy friends and then told the guy that they have a mutual friend, my ex. That's not as... knocking on the door, on the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, that's not on the same level.
Banging on the door and then going on a date with a mutual friend who she says the ex, come on.
But it's on the list. She said, bitch, I'm making a list.
She is making a list. That's true. through some Facebook sleuthing, there would be no way that this woman would know that my friend and my boyfriend know each other. They are not in any pics together or friends on social media without creeping on my social media. Well, you know that happened.
Of course.
So, like, let's not be surprised. Like, people do. Oh. I hate when people do this shit.
Yeah.
I hate when people, like, take a very, like, realistic thing and they're like, and she went on a date with a guy who I knew, and how would she know that without going through my shit? You know she you went through your shit that. Before this.
She knocking on doors at night. She's doing other things.
What do you think? He doesn't want to block. Okay, so I'm at the point.
He doesn't want to block her.
Through some Facebook sleuthing, there was no way that this woman would know that my friend and my boyfriend know each other. They are not in pics together, and so without creeping my social media. I'm at the point where I'm fed up with her trying to insert her into our lives, and my ex is too. But she's been physically abusive to him in the past, has sent him to the hospital with stab wounds.
Girl. Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Yeah, play that horn. She has been known to be very scary when gets drunk, confirmed by a mutual friend that knew her in high school. He doesn't want to block her because he's afraid she might harm their pets or air their dirty laundry on social media. She has done so before in the past. What do you think I should do?
I can't believe I have to know you forever!
Marriage story. I love my boyfriend so much, and we'll likely get engaged in the next 6 months to a year, but I can't keep dealing with her abusive behavior. Help. Also, if by chance... you do call me on the show, please change my name. I never read your name.
No one's reading your name, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She listens to your podcast too. If she hears this,
she's very pretty. Here's them together. Does she want a celeb lookalike or no? Photos attached. Would love a celeb lookalike from Shelby. Oh,
well, first of all, moving to the new spot sounds like a start.
Well,
she
won't
have the address.
This is them.
Oh, she black? What? What?
The big reveal.
The plot thickens.
They're a cute couple.
They are cute. I wonder if the other girl's black. Ooh, because that other girl white, she mad than a motherfucker. She mad. You went that
have
black.
Have you ever dealt with that?
With what? A crazy
like,
ex?
Well, what you're saying, like, I didn't, like, I, you're going, if she's white, she's going to be pissed.
She must be mad. She fuming if she white.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Because you're going to be mad at whoever the next person
of
is.
Of course.
And then extra if it's something, some reason for you to be mad.
But also, like if it's different from you.
For sure.
You're like,
what was
I
he
was,
doing?
Maybe it was like, I was lied to. I wasn't even his type
yes,
the whole time.
The whole time.
Five years with the ex.
5 years. Well, first of all, y'all need to move for sure.
Have you ever been like in a relationship with a white guy where you were like after, like where you like were in that position? Like where you heard from the ex because it was racially charged or?
No, I haven't heard. I haven't had that, but I did have to get a restraining order from my white boy.
What do you mean?
White people always running to jump on some bullshit.
I like that one, Shelby. Play that a couple more times. I had to get a restraining order in college from my white boyfriend. He threatened to kill me and the dude I was fucking on campus, who was a football player that did not even know I existed. So I was just horrified at the thought of him coming to campus and being like, I'm here to kill you for Joyelle. That football player would be like, who?
But you were sleeping with a football player.
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
he just thought I was.
Thought you were.
He just thought I was.
He just invented this in his
head. Yeah, he invented it.
So you got a restraining order.
I had to get a restraining order when I was in college.
And that yes. scared him away, or did that?
Well, it stopped him from coming to Boston because I was in Boston and he was in New Jersey. So he couldn't come back to Boston after that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that was the only racially charged situation.
Relationship situation.
Yeah, but he would always date black girls. So like there was nothing. Like the girl after me was a girl from my high school who I knew.
Really?
Yeah, and she was also black, so we didn't have any racial. I was like, girl, you can have him. He crazy.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that, yeah.
But, I mean, for this woman's situation,
yeah.
Like Shelby, for the celebrity lookalike.
I was going to say, Tika Sumpter.
Ooh, get real specific. I like that.
I'm telling you, Shelby.
I like that.
Hold on, let me
She's
see.
She's cute. Tika Sumpter is cute. That's also a deep cut.
It is.
Shelby with the celeb deep cuts.
It's true. What should she do?
Okay, first of all, he for sure needs to block her. And if he's blocked, you got to worry about airing dirt. What's the dirty laundry? Would you have sex with? Like, what?
Well, the dirty laundry will be aired. You
and
have
that's
to.
Fine?
I think he needs to like take assessment of his
the risk.
Yeah, let's write a list of the things she could possibly say. You know, whatever those may be. You have to prepare yourself for the embarrassment that's going to come.
But also, she's probably going to lie.
Of course.
So you
like,
can't worry about what she's going to say if she's just going to say and do something crazy, because the people that love you and care about you should be on your side.
That's the thing. Whatever she says, you have to go, hey, she stabbed me.
She stabbed me. You know, yes. Like, that's
a whole
stabbing.
Different thing. Yeah. Like, if you said like, oh, physical abuse, she like... tried to punch me. I didn't want to fight back, but like stabbing is.
Yeah,
whole.
Here's the thing. A
Shelby
Facebook
is really
post
good at this. She does
best.
Look like Tika Sumter.
Yeah, she is.
Lookalike
yeah.
confirmed.
Yeah.
Will the brunch crew agree?
Oh, yeah, I know what Tika looks like. Best case scenario is a Facebook post that's just with some lies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Worst case scenario, she shows up and tries to harm them physically. So you shouldn't worry about a Facebook post.
I think so much of this exists. In the, yeah.
yeah, yeah, girl.
I think she, this woman who wrote it, and I appreciate her email. You guys are moving on with your life. You guys are serious. This isn't like a frivolous relationship. You've bought a condo together.
Yeah,
you're planning on moving in. The engagement you think is coming, which I can appreciate. She needs to tell her boyfriend, hey. I'm fearful.
Yeah.
Make it U-turns. And I am now fearful that she's going to see us moving on with life. And just like you had the guy with the restraining order,
yeah.
She's going to invent a reality that doesn't exist.
Yeah, for sure.
You need to go talk to her. And you need to have a public, calm conversation with her.
Public. Very public.
And I would go, hey, I need to go get coffee with you. And I would encourage him to go get coffee with her and say, I don't hate you at all. What happened between us, and I feel horribly about it. It wasn't a relationship for me. But right now, you know, with the phone calls and the knocking on the door, I'm letting you know right now that I'm going to unfollow you on social media and I'm going to block you. And like, just so you like, because I think when a block comes, you go, well, you invent another reality.
Yes, yes.
And he's in treacherous waters. So I would go to her and be like, hey, I'm moving on with my life. I feel really badly that you're still upset, but I've moved on. And I know that's hard to see, but I think I need to block you so that I can move on. And if you call or come near my place again, I'm going to have to bring the authorities into this.
Yes.
Because now I'm a little scared.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to have to get a restraining order against you.
And that's but I think like getting in front of it in a public place where you speak to the person and you just, I would have it listed out. You called at 4 a.m. You know I'm in a relationship. You've shown up at my door. I'm letting you know right now because I don't want you to think that it's anything more than just me moving on with my life.
Just moving on, yeah.
And it's not, I'm not hitting the block button with regret of our relationship. I'm not hitting it with ill will towards your life. If you said that to someone's face, I think online we invent the reality that is the most disastrous for our mind. And I think if he went to her and was like, we have to talk this out because I'm living in fear.
Girl got stabby. I would also say maybe bring a weapon.
But if the boy... But if the boyfriend won't do that, she shouldn't be there. The girlfriend shouldn't be there. But if the boyfriend won't do that.
No, I think she should be in the vicinity.
And then, but when the boyfriend does that, now he blocks. Now he unsubscribes.
Yeah.
Now this girl blocks.
Yes.
Everyone in your life blocks.
Everyone in your life blocks. Everyone that matters to you, make sure your address is not online. I hope your building has security. That's good that there's a condo and not, you know, like a freestanding house. So it's good that y'all are in an apartment. Homegirl, get you some mace. Or a tiger lady. That's a very good weapon.
What's a tiger lady?
So tiger lady is this little claw that you can scratch people's eyes out.
Okay.
And yeah, move on with your life. But damn, Columbus, Ohio. That's what sucks about living in a smaller town because of New York.
They'll see each other. But I think what happens is in a breakup is we all go to the land of nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
You think that When they see your story, they're thinking more about you than they are.
Right.
When they see, when you see, you know, when you see the post about their moving in together and the deed on the new house, you say, well, he did that with me too. And then he broke it off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and I would agree with the ex. I would go, he did move on quick.
Yeah, that's a lot and that's heavy. But I also hope that him saying he doesn't want to block her is really because of that and not because
well,
he still wants to stay connected.
Well, this is the thing. If he doesn't do these things, you have to start questioning.
You have to question it because it seems like potentially he might not necessarily be not encouraging her. He might not be encouraging her.
He might just
her,
be
but
letting this
be,
happen.
Yes, he might be letting it happen without being proactive. That's what you're saying. Be proactive.
Totally. And
tell that motherfucker to be proactive.
Yeah. And also make it me terms. You don't feel safe.
I don't feel safe.
I wouldn't feel safe either.
I don't feel safe. Yeah, I wouldn't
just
feel safe either.
Prowling around. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people.
Yeah.
Woo!
They're 30, right?
30. They're
30 years old?
Yeah.
Tell them to get in front of it and be grown. Sponsors.
That's right. Sponsor. Blue Chew. Blue Chew. Blue Chew. I love Blue Chew because it's a easy way to get treated for something that affects a lot of men. Okay? Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So listen, if you're sitting there being like, hey, I had a stronger game before. I would wake up hard to the heavens. And now things have changed. I'm growing up. I'm growing old. Mr. Dicton doesn't work as well. Well, that's where Blue Chew comes in. It's prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. They are made in the U.S., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than at the pharmacy. There we go. So this is a win-win-win. Your dick gets to get hard, you get your Blue Chew, and you get it for cheaper, and the mailman works for you.
Oh, man, I'm so friggin' horny.
That's right. BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment free. We're giving you the Blue Chew for free. Oof. Jared Freed is giving you an erection.
There we go.
That's right. You're welcome. You're welcome, dudes, listening to this podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. BlueChew.com. First shipment free. Promo code JTrain. 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 Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code JTrain. 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 To try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we're going to thank them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sponsoring. Love them.
Can I add to that?
Sure.
If your dick don't work, go see a urologist, please.
Well, this is, they can do it online.
But you also still need to see a urologist because you might have actual physical problems, high blood pressure, heart issues, men. So don't be ashamed. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Go see a urologist, please, and get checked out.
They ask you all that on the consultation.
Yeah, but you still need to go see a doctor.
All right, well, you can do that online too with BlueChew.com. Promo code JTrain. We're with Joelle Johnson. Go at Joelle Nicole. Go follow. She'll be on my Instagram right now. Comedy of the Carlson, February 6th through 8th. Also, the Impractical Jokers Cruise. And tomorrow night in D.C. at the Fat Cat. Go. Let's do, we got time for one more email.
Aye.
Let's do it.
One more email.
I'll give you guest choice.
Okay.
Here are the title names.
Okay.
Help, ex back from the dead, boyfriend without phone or internet in the Bahamas. Is it time to break up from my mom a little bit? A dude email.
I want a dude email. Let's do a dude email.
Play that music. We got it.
Dude email.
Oh, okay. Lost that drop. Didn't make the cut. Okay. Papa J, I've been a listener since the TFM days, and I've gotten my friends hooked as well. I started watching The Bachelor just so that I could understand what you're talking about on your Insta stories. I have no regrets. Feather now to my situation. So thank you. It's so amazing. This used to be called the TFM podcast, and it became the J Train podcast. Those guys come to shows, and I always can tell who they are, and they always come to me. They're like, from the TFM days, they all have a certain look. It's very heartwarming.
On brand.
It's on brand. It's also like, he says he's 23, and he just graduated from college. Like, this guy started listening maybe when he was 18.
Really, look at you molding minds.
It's crazy. 23. I just graduated from college and got commissioned as an Army officer.
Ooh. Good Thank for you for you. Your service.
Thank you for your service. Holy shit. The first school the Army is sending me to is on the other side of the country, northwest to southeast. So he's in the Pacific Northwest, and he's going to the southeast.
Yeah.
So it'll be like...
Georgia,
Alabama, Florida.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm planning on driving there, which is pretty standard for this school. This will be my first cross-country drive, and I was planning on making this a solo trip so that I could stop off where I wanted, listen to my own podcast and music along the way, and generally get my mind right after living at home for the past few months. However, my mom has recently gotten really attached to the ideas of making the drive with me.
Oh,
this was a Seth Rogen movie.
What?
Right?
Yeah. Aww. Who played the mom in that?
Barbra Streisand.
Oh, yeah, she did.
I think she did, right? Yeah.
It was.
She's already planning the route that we'll take and the attractions will stop along the way. As much as I love Elvis, there's no way I want to go. Want to go a few hours out of the way to spend the afternoon at Graceland on this trip.
I did that.
You've done this?
I've done this, yeah.
Especially after 4 or 5 days straight of driving, her idea is that she could fly back after I drop her off at my grandparents, her parents' house, which is several hours from where I need to go in the wrong direction. Well, this is funny. This is exactly what I was talking about before, where like people like create their case for me to agree with them.
Yeah, yeah.
He keeps putting in little details like of how annoyed he is.
Yeah.
I get how annoyed you are. I'd be annoyed too, but I get it. I can understand if she's feeling sentimental about the whole thing. If it makes any difference, I am an only child. However,
aww,
it's not like this is the last time she'll ever see me. I'm going off to live in a hotel a few hours from D.C. and take class for a while. I'm not exactly going off to war right now. She'll be there at my graduation from the same school in about 4 months. On the other hand, I assume that if she goes, she'll split some of the drive time and cost for the trip, even though the Army will reimburse me for the drive when I get there. Also, I've been working since I graduated, and I have enough money saved for this, so I won't have to rely on my mom either way. Am I being unreasonable or selfish in wanting to do this myself? Should I just be a good sport and go along with what my mom wants to do, even though that's not really what I want right now? Am I missing something? Or would I be justified in letting her down easy and doing the trip on my own? If so, do you have any suggestions on how I would do that without hurting her feelings? I feel like a stand-up comedian who's done the road for years and also has a nice Jewish mom could add some great insight here. Thanks for all your wisdom. I love this email.
Aww.
So much. It's what this podcast is all about. I know we do a lot of dating and relationship questions, yeah, but this has always been any question is appreciated. Yeah. I love the difficulties of life. This is a advice podcast. So
yeah,
whatever you send in, this is the type of email that I really enjoy because it's thorough, thought out. Just want to appreciate the listener on this one. Joelle, yeah, what do you think?
Okay, so I'm older, and I'm getting up there, and I really appreciate spending time with my mother. Yes, our mothers get on our nerves, but I do know, especially now that she's older, she's missing the amount of time she spent working as I was growing up, and now she wants to spend more time with me. And she gets,
yeah,
like, when I come down to Atlanta, my parents live in Georgia, and I have to go do shows, she'll be like, why can't you spend time with me? And I'm like, you was working my whole childhood.
Yeah.
So, you know, you feel a certain type of way about it. But so I know how the mom feels and I know how he feels. So you can go either way with it. But I would say try your best to appreciate your mommy while she's here. You know,
Joelle, I think that's the perfect answer.
Yeah. Because she gonna get on your nerves and we know that.
He is a 23-year-old feeling on this. And I understand where he's coming from. Here's what I'll say. Let's look at it from your mom's perspective.
Yeah.
She'll never have this chance to do this in her entire life.
No.
She'll never have the opportunity to drive cross country. Like, you are an excuse for a much greater purpose for her. A much greater experience. Here's what happens. I'm 34. Okay. You know, and at 23, all my friends were looking to do dude trips or do a trip somewhere or, you know, or the bachelor parties. And then as you get older, like, friends start having kids and wives, mm-hmm, and the times that you get to do these things is smaller and smaller. A road trip across the country can really honestly only happen when you're 18 to 24, 18 to 26-ish, when it can realistically happen without affecting other people in your life.
Right, right. Yeah, so, other kids and stuff.
And other kids and stuff. So your mom probably never got that shot. And then, you know, it's like, it's almost like, I don't know if there's a joke that someone tells about this, but like, it's like, yeah, you're on the road. and like, looking back at like life, you go, this is the perfect music for this situation, because you get like 34, you start being like, okay, I gotta go to work. I gotta make sure that life is set out. And it's like, all the shit that you would want to do in retirement is really shit you wish you were 22 doing.
Exactly. Yes. Youth is wasted on the young.
Exactly.
And I did that with my mother. I drove across the country with her. And
you did?
We stopped at Graceland.
You'd just been to Graceland. So you know exactly what
I know exactly what he
But do you mean? And your mom. And here's the other. Did you and your mom's relationship change as a result of this trip?
And we just got closer and closer. But I'm also super close to my mom. Yeah. I'm an only child. I'm an only child as well. I'm her only child. And she also was a single mother. So our trip across the country was great. And also, make her listen to your podcast. Make her listen to the J Train podcast so she can get to know you more and your perspective.
This is kind of the point that I'm going towards is you guys, the relationship between mom and son, mom and daughter, dad and son, dad and daughter, it changes over time.
It does.
You're going from being taken care of to being, you have to be friends.
Yeah. And my mom's my buddy.
Yeah. And like my parents are my friends. I check with them every day. And, you know, our relationship when I was 18 was very different than it is today.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, an opportunity to get to know your mom on a kind of a different level.
Yeah. I think I was 23 when I did it, either 22 or 23. We stopped at Graceland. We just happened to be there the anniversary of either his birth or his death. So all the Elvis crazies were out, and it was actually a great time.
Yeah,
so,
and I understand everything that he's annoyed
totally
about.
Totally understand.
Totally get it. All I'm saying is the effect on your life is way greater than the 7 hours out of your way to drive.
Yes, and appreciate
your
mama.
And you're going to fight. You're going to argue. You're going to have
annoyed.
Good times, bad times. You're going to talk. I mean, also, throw this podcast on and it'll be a little bit easier to go to a bar one night and try to pick up another chick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, like, I mean, these are the type of conversations that will come up when you're in a car that long together. I would encourage this guy.
Do it.
You will also, looking again, you will have the chance to do this trip on your own. You still have chances to do this.
You're gonna be able to do it. And also, get to know your mama.
Yeah.
Ask your mother questions that you wouldn't think to ask.
I think
your mama.
This is great. I think you should do the trip. And I want him to write in from the trip and let us know how it's going.
Yes, please let us know.
Joyelle, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, love.
You're great. At Joyelle Nicole, go follow, go support, go to her shows. She's so funny, so hilarious. Shelby, thank you for popping on.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. I am Jared Fried. We are here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep telling your friends. Keep showing your support. Keep coming to shows. JaredFried.com, Buffalo, and Nashville. Come on out. Boom.